Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, Waylon, the greatest country artist of all time. There is no dispute. Oh, reminds me of being a kid. Dad's car.
So good. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. Fourth and final hour of the Thursday edition of the Dana and Parks program. This time tomorrow, we will be doing Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances.
Good man.
We mentioned this in passing. You know who makes a cameo later in this song?
Yeah.
The great Willie Nelson.
Oh, I was going to say Waylon Jennings. Was it Willie?
That is Waylon.
Good.
We were talking about Waylon.
Oh, so he's not like the cameo maker. He is the maker.
He's the whole cameo.
Willie comes in late in the song.
It's his song.
Got it.
And he goes,
oh. Good to know.
Well, you know, I understand the confusion sometimes.
Her 70s well, country credentials I'll just went out the window.
It's Waylon or Willie, and sometimes Willie's the main guy, and Waylon comes in, and then sometimes it's Waylon, and
hey,
Willie
Dan, comes in. How's your hamstring
I'm
feel?
Trying to
That's
help
a good
her.
Stretch.
That was quite the stretch.
See, when Willie is the main guy and Waylon makes a cameo, that song appears on a Willie Nelson album.
Mm-hmm.
When Waylon's the main singer and Willie makes a cameo, more often than not, that's on a Waylon album.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to.
Although they help did make an album called Waylon and Willie.
And what I would give to see Willie live in concert.
Then you get the Highwaymen involved.
It's not what it used to be. It's Talking Willie, from what I understand.
No.
I don't care. I want to see it.
Here's the other deal. If you can see him with Luke Nelson, his son, put that on your... My goodness.
It is really cool. I've seen videos of them all sitting there, and he's... Of course, he's now, advanced, and he's
well,
not
he's
as spry.
Now, you've seen Willie Nelson live. I have not.
I have seen him three or four times, but one of the best concert experiences of my life was Willie Nelson and friends at Red Rocks. Yeah. You've never seen a concert there, put that on the list. And Luke Nelson was there.
But I've heard it's like, you were always on my mind.
No. It's way better than that. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
So it's spoken words.
How old is he now?
Some of it is, yeah.
He's in his 90s.
91 years old.
Yeah.
He's one of
Cut him some slack.
He's one of the country greats that I have not seen that I would love to see.
You know that Luke Nelson is the reason I got pulled over by police in Fairway.
No, the fact that you ran a stop sign right in front of the police department is why you got pulled over.
That's more accurate.
That was in Mission. No. This was another time, and I am
Lucas
certain
Nelson was to blame for this.
It was in Fairway because
was
I was on
car?
Mission Road. He
was pushing
sort of
your leg down?
Sort of in the car with me because you know Lucas Nelson did the soundtrack for A Star Is Born. When you see Bradley Cooper up there going bam 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 bam, that's Luke Nelson.
What does it sound
that's
like?
Luke Nelson next to him. And one of those songs, is it Black Rider? Oh my gosh, you guys, at the beginning of that song, there is this drum. Is it a rift? I don't know what you call it. It just forces you to hit the gas pedal. Boom! That song.
It's called a beat.
Oh my gosh, at the beginning.
A
and then
riff.
That guitar comes in, and then Dana's foot went
riff.
Down, and I don't even know what happened.
Is it a pickled beat?
It forces you to speed as fast as you can through the smallest town in the metro.
It wasn't super speeding, but I did say to the officer, have you not heard this soundtrack? It's sort of hard to stay within the bounds of the law.
He said, did you not see the white sign over there that started with speed
the
and
black number,
the limit? Yeah.
The black number on it?
Make them extra large so that the mature woman can read them.
Oh!
Wow!
Oh,
wow!
Stay down!
Wow!
Whoa! Do not get up.
I'm not even mad.
Oh.
Right the song,
solar plexus.
The song is Black Eyes, if you want to pull it up. It is one of those songs that I would caution you.
what I'm going to have after the break.
It's so nice.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so nice outside in Kansas City that I would caution you, no matter what your age, to avoid playing track two on the A Star Is Born soundtrack if you tend to have a little bit of a heavy foot.
It's called Black Eyes.
Oh, it is so good. Yeah. Boom.
Sam, will you bring that up?
Boom.
I remember the song. It's when he's performing outdoors early on.
He's outdoors on this huge stage.
It's when he first had met Lady Gaga's character.
I do believe the first thing I said to the officer was, I'm sorry, have you heard this soundtrack? It's so powerful. Oh, there it is. Crank it. Boom. 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 Boom.
That is a complete ripoff from Motley Crue's Shout at the Devil.
Oh, please don't you dare.
Now it's not.
And then I looked at my rearview mirror, and there he was. And I ain't talking about Bradley Cooper.
Hello, officer. That intro is a complete ripoff.
Did you get a ticket?
I'm pretty sure I got a warning because he heard the soundtrack, and he's like, yeah, I get you.
What?
I don't think it was that. It was probably, I just can't deal with this. Here's a warning, go away.
Hi.
No.
Officer.
My God, no. The officers are now like old enough to be my son, by the way. Generally, I don't get pulled over all the time, but they are, you know, officers are getting younger.
You said officers tend to be as old as my son.
Yeah, the newer.
Which means you have encounters with officers frequently.
No.
They pull up and they go,
we have talked about this.
Boomer adjacent.
Here's the boomer adjacent listening to A Star Is Born soundtrack. It's a well-used excuse.
She's been very patient, and we'll wrap up the garage door conversation from yesterday with Karen. Hello.
Hello, Karen.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys kill me.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Scott's about... I'm worried. I will tell you this. I'm worried about his safety. All kidding aside.
Laughing.
Yes, after his announcement that he leaves the garage door open.
Okay. Dana, you are right. If you're a woman alone, because you never know who can come in that garage and hide until you walk out the door or come in. I live by myself. I pull in the garage. I shut the garage door. Then I get out of the car and unlock my house.
Okay.
And then I feel safe.
Good.
But I don't always when it's dark. But I agree with Scott. When you're working around in the yard, I will leave my garage door open so I can come and go easily.
That's right.
But it's got more than 6,000 ups and downs.
Karen, do you know who else gets to come and go easily when you leave your home wide open?
Yeah, criminals.
Yeah, serial killers. They'll get you.
And I live out in the country.
Even worse.
Right, no.
There are no serial killers out in the country, Karen.
In all the scary movies, it's always in a remote area.
No, it's just escape convicts.
Yeah, tell that to the Texas Chainsaw
That's
Massacre.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm just going to do this real quick because we love her. Barb in Odessa, we missed you on Saturday.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. I had to go. I got an infected toe, and I thought I was going to lose it, so I had to go to the hospital yesterday. And so I got to go back. I got to find a foot doctor because, you know, I moved up here recently. Up to the Odessa, and I don't have a doctor yet. I've been trying to find one that I like.
Mm. You need a podiatrist?
Yes, that's what I'm trying. I found one yesterday, but he was so rude, I walked out and left because I couldn't stand him.
A rude podiatrist.
Yeah, here's what he said. Mm. Well, he called me on his cell phone. He said, you called me on my cell phone. If you want to talk to me, you have to call and make an appointment at my office. I said, thank you very much, and I hung up.
Oh, you caught him on his personal cell.
Well, he called me back on his personal cell.
Mm. Okay.
And, you know, he just, I don't know, he just had a rude manner about him. You know, you can almost tell, Dana, you know, we've been to doctors. You know, you want somebody with a good bedside manner.
I agree. And you know what? If he was rude to you, I don't care if it was on his phone or somebody else's. You got to find somebody else, Barb.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So, and you know what today is, don't you?
Now, that's the 24th.
And what is today?
October 24th, Thursday.
Is today your birthday, Barb?
Oh, happy birthday, Barb.
I knew it, Barb. I knew it.
Yes, and I waited to the last because I figured you guys were busy today and I wouldn't be able to talk to you for a few minutes. So,
well, Barb, on behalf of everyone in the Dana and Parks family, we would like to wish you a very happy birthday. And I want to ask our listeners right now, wherever you are, care if you're in your car or if you're at home. We are all going to sing collectively happy birthday to our sweet Barb.
Barb, how old are you?
I'm 86 today.
86. Good
86.
For you.
And I'm still rocking and rolling.
Amen to that. All right.
Yeah, you are. You
ready?
Okay.
Even Dan and Sam are here.
And I want to, before I croak, I want to get a hug from both of you someday, if that's possible.
Okay, we'll make that happen.
Okay.
All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Everybody,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bob
and Odessa.
Happy birthday to you
and many more.
Oh, wow. Thank you, guys. You're so sweet. I appreciate that so much. You have no idea.
You bet. We love you, Barb. Be good.
I love you guys, Barb.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. That was Barb.
Podiatrist can take it.
Here on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. Festivus Friday tomorrow. That is brought to you by Q39. A lot of talk during the commercial break about, what is it called, Bad Monkey?
So off the air.
Is that the name?
Off the air. I asked Sam yesterday, I go, hey, everyone keeps saying I should watch Bad Monkey. Vince Vaughn's in it. I go, what is it funny? I keep seeing it. But I don't.
Well, so I mentioned this in passing while Scott was in Mexico to you. I just mentioned that I was watching this new show called Bad Monkey, and it was a Wednesday night release. This first season's over, but as it was coming out, it was a Wednesday night release, and I waited every single Wednesday to watch this show.
It is good. It is sort of a whodunit, but it is hilarious.
Vince Vaughn's in it,
yes,
right?
Yes. The writing and the narration is hilarious.
Let's hear the trailer.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how screwed am I?
A million.
You don't think I'd understand that 10 is bad? I'm suspended. I'm technically not even a detective anymore. They said I was consistently reckless, inappropriate, and glib. Why can't you just hide me on the desk in here or something? I wouldn't even be doing any real work. I'd just be checking the websites I like.
You want your job back? I've got something that the sheriff wants you to drive to Miami.
The arm? That's all they found?
Nah, man, the head's in the passenger seat.
If you're too grouchy to answer the question, just say I'm too grouchy to answer the question. You have to hit me with the head in the passenger seat.
The widow, Ian Stripling, reported her husband missing. She needs the arm to bury it.
When did you learn Nick was missing?
I was in Paris. It was a birthday present from him. So are these.
Fancy.
You're like Dick Graham.
Why are we whispering?
So I don't want to play the rest of the trailer because it gives away way too many details of the show.
He is a down on his luck, recently suspended cop.
Okay.
And an arm, just the arm washing up into this boat where someone's fishing is hilarious.
Hook, line, and sinker got the arm on the fishing line, and they're like, where'd this guy's body go?
It's one of those that, like, I know it sounds gruesome and it is hilarious.
It's a comedy.
Almost everything about it made me laugh out loud.
And it's on Apple Plus.
And the arm, I will tell you, when they find it, is...
has its middle finger up.
Yes, rigor mortis has set in a very interesting way. I laughed all night, and I was so tired last night we couldn't get to number two. How many are there?
I think there's like 10 episodes in the first season, definitely the way that the first season ended, without any spoilers, going to be a second.
There's going to be a second. And I love Vince Vaughn. The last big thing he was in was one of the True Detective series, which were outstanding. But it's called Bad Monkey, and there is a monkey.
That doesn't have much to do with the story.
No.
But there is a monkey.
So what does the name Bad Monkey have to do with?
Well, every once in a while, the owner of the monkey goes, Bad Monkey. It's hilarious. And then he'll do something, he'll go, he'll be good monkey. And now that's all I cannot stop saying that. Bad Monkey.
Okay.
It's so funny.
We touched on this briefly earlier in the show. There were fireworks in Glendale on Monday night, but it had nothing to do with the Cardinals' 17-15 win over the Chargers. Fans of the NFC West franchise expressing shock over the apparent removal of the Arizona Cardinals cheerleaders from the sidelines during the team's Week 7 win, with loved ones of the Palm Squad telling Fox 10 Phoenix this week the group had to watch the primetime clash from the locker room.
Oh,
the Cardinals telling the New York Post, in a statement today, The move stemmed from new premier seating and volume concerning foot traffic. Here comes the way over thought out press release from the Cardinals.
Nine paragraphs.
With the introduction of new field-level seating products this season, measures have been taken throughout the year to reduce sideline congestion and enhance safety by moving some personnel to other areas. Okay. This has included certain aspects of our game entertainment group,
okay,
like the cheerleaders and flag runners.
Just say you don't like cheerleaders. Just say it.
The cheerleaders were apparently given a four-day notice about the game day move, with the alums of the squad stunned.
Yeah, they could have saved a lot of text and just said, we're sexist. I mean, we've gotten the message across.
Okay. So I don't know if they were allowed to come out. I imagine they were not kept in the locker room during halftime, so I'm assuming they came out and...
I did see videos of them performing something, and I believe it was from that game, and that would lead me to believe that it was at halftime.
So you're telling me you want me to get to the stadium early for a three-hour football game.
Mm-hmm.
You get to dance around and cheer on the field prior to the game. During the game, you go sit inside.
When the players come out, you got to go back in. When the players go in, you get to come back out.
That's terrible.
No thanks. And you want me to watch the game on TV and pay me $10 a game?
In a room inside the bowels of the stadium, yeah. Yes.
Got it.
I think I'm going to take a...
hard pass.
Very hard pass.
Hard pass.
When we get... one other quick story. The United States is now confirming that North Korean soldiers are training in Russia. It is believed that they will be used in the war against Ukraine.
Okay.
Yep. Russian lawmakers today ratifying a pact with North Korea, envisioning mutual military assistance, a move that comes as the U.S. confirms the deployment of 3,000 North Korean troops to Russia. They are training at several locations. The United States calling the move very serious and warning that those forces will be fair game if they go into combat in Ukraine.
Yeah, by all accounts, that is not a good sign.
Well, it's also not a good sign for Russia if they need North Korean troops to fight in Ukraine.
You know, I was referencing building alliances with other nations.
No, I understand. You're talking about the geopolitical aspect of it. But I'm saying just from a purely military standpoint, it's a bad sign if Russia needs 3,000 North Korean troops to come fight their war. All right, when we get back, a relic of the past is making a comeback, but not for the reasons you might think. What is the relic? What are the reasons? When we return here on Dana and Parks.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Story here from the USA Today. Flip phones are having a moment. It is true.
Stop it.
People are snatching up those basic clamshell throwbacks of the early 2000s faster than a bag of discounted Reese's the day after Halloween. And the reasons are simple, writes the USA Today. We're burned out on our smartphones, social media, and passively allowing years of our lives to melt away mindlessly stuck on screens. According to the latest statistics, this is jaw-dropping. The average person who is awake for roughly 16 to 17 hours a day, the average person spends nearly 5 hours per day on their phone, which equals 6 days a month and a mind-boggling 12 years over your lifetime?
12 years?
Spent staring at your phone.
That's what these smartphones have done to us.
Oh, okay. That is actually concerning to me.
That is why flip, and I still have my original flip phone from the early 2000s.
You still have your BlackBerry?
No.
Oh.
Because it died. It didn't work anymore.
I've considered going back to the flip phone.
You want to buy mine?
No, I would buy a new one.
Oh. Our human willpower and Band-Aid fixes like built-in social media app limits are not working, writes tech entrepreneur Will Brawley, who's 49, lives in North Carolina. If you took an alcoholic who had a problem with alcohol and couldn't control that, then the best thing to do is get the alcohol out of the house, right? So that was sort of how I looked at it. Brawley, who created and co-owns the popular restaurant management software company Schedulefly, went cold turkey and replaced his iPhone 11 with a basic Verizon flip phone 4 years ago this month. He says he doesn't miss it at all.
I'm due for an upgrade, and it might be time for a downgrade.
He went on to say, I didn't like who I was when I had an iPhone. I wasn't present with other people. I was constantly checking emails, texts,
right,
sitting at a stoplight, looking at my phone, and just constantly grabbing the phone, being distracted when I was with my wife and my kids.
Wow.
It's the first thing you look at when you wake up. It's the last thing
right,
you look at before
you go to
bed.
So the flip phone is just for a phone. Because I would not text on a flip phone. Are you kidding me? A, B, C, D.
Right.
I mean, do you know how long it would take?
Well, you remember, because if you wanted to write the letter C into just to a text, you would have to hit the number 1 3 times.
No, I'm not going back to
D9.
That. I'm sorry.
It was the number 2, by the way.
A number 2, yeah, whatever. The two of you, with her grammar control.
Okay, if, and we will not, we go back to what it was that you said yesterday that made no sense, which is one of the funniest 15 minutes I think you have ever delivered unknowingly. What you said did not sound like what you were trying to say. That's all I'm saying. I was not trying to be persnickety.
And neither was I. I apologize.
I'll just hug it out. Okay, now wait, because I've got a story about hugging.
It was about thighless Australians. Australians don't have thighs.
What happened to their thighs?
I will never forget that word as long as I live.
It was probably evolutionary.
Thylacine.
Thylacine.
Very. Thylacine.
Thylacine?
Okay, go back to hugs, because I want to ask you, what is the normal amount you hug someone before it gets awkward, and not like in the workplace, you see someone you haven't seen in a while and I hug you. Not like that. I mean like at the airport when you are bidding farewell, what is the acceptable hug time?
Is this a New Zealand story?
Oh, I love this story so much.
We touched on it Monday, but we didn't take it from that angle, though. Bro hug or a chick?
What?
Let me read a little bit of the story to catch our listeners up. And then I was thinking more child, but okay. As they are a place of both greetings and farewells, airports have a tendency to bring out emotions in people. While the days of walking a loved one to the gate, or in the reverse case, running off the plane and into someone's arms, ended with the changes after 9/11, you still see people in these protracted hugs by the check-in gates.
Yeah.
One airport in New Zealand has decided to introduce a limit.
3 minutes, I think.
On the amount of time one can spend locked in an embrace with the car idling nearby. Now, if you're idling and saying your goodbyes, I have a totally different answer than if you were gate adjacent.
So I would not, like, when Sarah comes over every Friday for Pancake Friday, mm-hmm. and she leaves when I leave for work, and when I hug my daughter in the driveway as she's getting ready to leave, it would probably last like 7 to 10 seconds. And I'm hugging her, and 10 might be too long. I'm hugging her. I'm saying, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for coming over, sweetheart. I love you. And whatever that was. If it's a bro hug, it's got to be less than 2 seconds.
Tap, tap, and we're done.
Yeah. We'll tap, tap, and we're out.
So you wouldn't even be idling to tap, tap the bro hug. And if you're at KCI, please do not idle and hug. Go to the cell lot.
I don't believe that the New Zealand airport was trying to say that you're going to be standing there embracing each other for 180 seconds consecutively. I think that was, you've got 180 seconds to say your goodbyes and then move
along.
That's
not how they worded it. That's not how they worded it.
The people in New Zealand have a weird way of hugging. Because 180 seconds for anybody, unless you just lost a loved one, is an aggressively long time.
3 minutes
agree.
would be...
when I read 3 minutes, I was like, who hugs it out for 3 minutes? Like, unless you are leaving, like, a hospital for or that, I suppose. Right. I suppose if it is, you know...
That's what I was getting at, which I hope you're not doing in public next to the airport.
Your significant other might be a little bit longer. But I was thinking, like, one of the times that my son left me to go for the very first time at age 18 for a job away in Colorado for the summer, I walked him to the gate.
Oh, when he got killed at the rest stop?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I walked him to the gate. And as we were getting toward the gate, I went, like, you know when you're about, well... I don't know if you're like this, but if I don't cry very often, but when I do and like it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, and like there, then it explodes and you can't put it back in the bottle. I was headed toward that moment and you could see the TSA lady was like in no mood. She was like, oh God, we got a mom crier here. Move it along.
We got a live one.
That was probably where I was like, ah, because I was so just like, I can't believe
you're
leaving me.
Are you an ugly crier?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because it just doesn't happen very often. And then when the dam bursts, it's like, look out, like, people.
Are you a crier that, to use that day for an example.
Oh, it was awful.
Where you siphon breathe in.
Yeah, I was going. and I just remember he was so sweet. He goes, okay, Mama, 3 months, 3 months. And I don't even think it was 3 months. It was more like 10 weeks. I don't even remember. But, you know, there he went with his little backpack. And I was like, oh, my God, he's not.
Is that why on the second year he drove so he wouldn't be publicly embarrassed at the airport?
No yes. More airports. No more airports.
That hug was way too long.
Hey, I have grown. I am so much better now than I was with the first when the first child leaves at 18. That's emotional. But it wasn't a 3 minute hug. I'll
now
tell you that.
Number four is like, are you even going to miss me?
Right. I'm like, where are you again? Are you coming home ever? Do you need money?
Do they have hotels there?
They do, by the way.
I don't even remember my dad hugging me when we went to Nebraska, when they dropped me off at Nebraska. I don't even remember the car coming to a complete stop.
I was going to say, you just pushed your stuff out of the passenger door and yeah. You said, tuck and roll.
Go get it, son. Tuck and roll. That's right, man. Somebody says on the text line, if I hug anybody for 180 seconds, we're getting it on. Okay. All right.
There's also some other not safe for the air text.
Yeah, I even had to clean that one up.
Yeah.
I love that it says no more than 3 minutes, and then it says for more fond farewells, please use the cell lot.
Please.
Please. Or get a room.
If that car's a rockin', don't bother knocking, man. Tell you right now.
But again, I think that was just clever verbiage for them to say, you got 3 minutes to say your goodbyes, and then this car that's sitting here idling, taking up a spot, yeah, but, needs to be gone.
But haven't you, I mean, by the time you get to the airport with whomever you're dropping off, haven't you already pretty much said the goodbye all the way to the airport? Why do you need 3 more minutes stopped when you had roughly 30 minutes getting to the airport to say, you know, I'm really going to miss you. What were you going to say?
Emotions are overwhelming.
Control yourself. Yeah, you can. You can control emotion. I do it all the time. What? What is that supposed to mean? By the way, is our new favorite word on the show.
By the way, the effort to ban flavored tobacco and nicotine products in the city of Kansas City was supposed to be discussed today at 2 o'clock, and it was not.
Okay. I knew it was tabled again, wasn't it?
It was.
Yep. Okay.
That's a great way to deviate from my question.
You're welcome.
When I said, I control my emotions all the time, and you go, and I said, what was that supposed to mean? I'm controlling my anger right now.
From the text line. It's all about perspective.
It's all, what do you mean it's all about perspective?
The rest of the text I can't read.
Oh.
Really?
to answer your question, Texter, for me, yes, it is.
Wow. All right. Why am I uncomfortable?
Because we're late to break.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Be careful what candy you select to hand out next week, because according to this story from CBS News, as people stock up on Halloween candy this month, they may unknowingly be buying bags of treats with a hidden danger, Red Dye 3, a carcinogen that is banned in Europe and for use in cosmetics in the United States. Some popular Halloween candy available in stores this year are manufactured using Red Dye 3. Okay. It's been shown to cause cancer in animals.
Hasn't that been all the way since back M&M's? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. The dye will be banned in California starting in 2027. Mm. Here are the candies that have Red Dye 3 in them.
Okay.
Candy corn.
Yum.
How does candy corn have red dye in it? It's orange, yellow, and white.
That's how you make the orange.
Oh, got it.
Boy. You want to go over primary colors again? Or we good?
We're good.
What color do you mix with red to get orange?
Pretty sure it's yellow.
Okay. Is yellow a primary color or not?
No, I think it's on the other wheel. Carry on, sorry. I'm out.
I don't know how to go forward. I don't know. Where do we go from here?
I remember the yellow and blue make green because that was on the Ziploc bags growing up. Carry on. Something about candy. Go ahead.
Autumn mix. I've never heard of that. Mellow cream pumpkins. What color are pumpkins normally?
Again with the orange.
Nerds candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Double bubble bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
Pez.
Wait, double bubble is pink. So how does that?
Because I bet you they have a Halloween flavor.
You don't think pink is made with a red dye of any sort, do you?
Oh, white. Got you. Yep.
Okay. I got it. I almost can't go on.
Why does my head hurt?
Amos lollipop rings, and I said Amos.
Oh, do you guys remember the ring pops when we were growing up that you would actually wear as a ring on your finger?
They still sell them.
Do they? Oh, they do. God, they were good. They tasted like plastic Kool-Aid, didn't they?
That would be an accurate description.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to know before we get out of here?
How do you make purple?
Blue and, I don't know, something black? I don't know.
So the school that you went to, their colors make the school that your son goes to.
Got it. Okay, so I didn't go to the Art Institute. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz about the color palette.
I didn't realize that the Art Institute was second grade art class.
Can you name the three primary colors?
Yeah, red, blue, yep. And red, blue.
You're 2 for 3 so far.
Yellow?
Yes.
Oh, stop. Good. Look at that.
Very proud of you.
Thank you. I feel vindicated somewhat.
I wouldn't. ABC News. ABC News is reporting authorities have made an arrest after a number of ballots were damaged when a United States Post Office mailbox was lit on fire.
Oh, good Lord.
In Phoenix. An individual lit a fire inside of a drive-up collection mailbox at a USPS station early this morning. It was 1:20 local time. The Phoenix Fire Department was able to open the mailbox and extinguish the fire. Originally, they thought 20 ballots had been damaged. Now the Secretary of State says they think it may only be 5. They have arrested a suspect. His name is Dieter Klofkorn. Dieter Klofkorn. He says he was not doing it for political reasons.
He's just being an idiot.
He said he wanted to be arrested.
Oh, good God.
This is according to Phoenix Police Sergeant Rob Schurer.
There was another candidate today, by the way, caught on Ring doorbell camera removing an opposing candidate's like flyers and stuffing the mailbox with his. That should be illegal just because you're adding additional flyers to my mailbox.
Did you see that the election commission or whatever it would be called in the state of Georgia had a cyber attack?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they thwarted it.
Well, yeah.
There was an attack attempted, but they were able to, according to this.
Thwart. Do we thwart anything else but the attack?
Well, yeah, anything that you.
Anything you repel.
No, we use the word thwart. Really,
why do we over-enunciate the W?
When it comes to an attack?
Do we thwart it or do we thwart it?
If you brought me some lunch and I didn't want it, I would go, absolutely not, take that back. I'm thwarting that.
I think that would be a proper application of the word.
But we don't use it for anything else but an attack. Why?
Maybe we should.
I don't know. Why do they use the word rappel when my first thought when I hear rappel is somebody going down a mountain?
Yeah, me too.
I got 9 political calls before 10:30 this morning. It made me.
Did you really?
Agitated.
And you know what? I put them directly to block and directly to spam. It doesn't matter. They just keep popping up.
The voicemail. Are you tired of all these political calls? Yeah, quit calling.
It makes me see red.
That's a primary color.
I know.
It's found in orange and pink.
You're welcome.
Probably in maroon, too, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
All right, we got to run. On behalf of Bonus Hour is coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend and co-host, color expert, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Professors Friday, have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.